For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Remembering Senator John McCain, the Arizona Senator's office reports he passed away at age 81. Political friends and foes have been praising McCain's achievements and character since yesterday's announcement that he told doctors to stop his treatments for brain cancer. McCain was born to be a military man as the son and grandson of four-star admirals.
I was raised in the concept and belief that duty, honor, country.
His wife, Cindy McCain, tweets, "My heart is broken. I am so lucky to have lived the adventure of loving this incredible man for 38 years. President Trump tweeted, "My deepest sympathies and respect go out to the family of Senator John McCain. Our hearts and prayers are with you." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Former Centers for Disease Control Director Dr. Tom Frieden is out of jail in New York after his arrest on sexual harassment charges. Here's WCBS-TV's Tony Aiello.
The judge ordered him to stay away from his accuser before releasing him on just a signature.
Do you have anything to say to yourself?
Frieden left without comment.
Rapid.
The sex abuse and harassment charges stem from last October, a party at Frieden's apartment in Brooklyn Heights. A longtime friend says Frieden cornered her, grabbing her rear end and groping her when her husband and Frieden's wife weren't looking.
One of the top financial officials in President Trump's company is now expected to cooperate with investigators in the Russia probe. Alan Weisselberg is the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization. He has been there since the days when his father ran the company. He is now getting immunity from prosecutors who are looking into hush money payments before the 2016 election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence addressed Republican attorneys at a luncheon in Washington on Friday. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Senate Democrats continue to delay consideration of Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the High Court. Vice President Mike Pence, speaking at the Republican National Lawyers Association Friday, accused Democrats of senseless obstruction.
What the Constitution says is advise and consent has turned into obstruct and oppose.
Pence lavished praise on Kavanaugh, saying in a more respectful time, he would be overwhelmingly confirmed to the Supreme Court. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A Chicago family says they were the focus of two investigations after letting their daughter walk their dog in their neighborhood. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The family says police and child welfare officials both investigated them earlier this month after they let their 8-year-old daughter walk the family dog. The girl's parents say a neighbor called police with concerns about seeing a neglected child and saying it was a girl 5 or younger walking a dog by herself. When the parents told officers their daughter was 8, police said no one needed to be charged, so the neighbor then called the State Department of Child and Family Services. And officials from that agency took a look at the situation and also concluded that that little dog walker was not being neglected or abused. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.